This audio supports the book Shamanism Without Borders by providing suggested practices for the shamanic tending of people, places, and events that carry trauma, disturbance, or just need a little help to move on, or to rebalance, or reground. They can also be used to clear stagnant patterns that may be outdated or dysfunctional. There are 5 guided practices on this audio that can be used for various purposes with Shamanism Without Borders. So we're going to start with a basic drum journey for acquiring information. This can be used with any person, place, or event to receive insight into what is needed. If you are working with a known disturbance, such as a violent death or a massive earthquake, you know what the trauma is already, and the information you receive is simply about how to tend it. However, if you are randomly choosing a place to work with, such as a piece of land, an old site of habitation, or a person that has asked for help, there may or may not be an old trauma, but you may get other insights into what the person or place needs. So we're going to start with this drum journey. It's best if you can be in a place with your eyes closed, either lying down or sitting up, very relaxed. Identify your focus, your intention. See your opening or your portal into the spirit world, usually a cave entrance, a spring, or simply a round opening. Ask for your guide to be there and begin your journey. I'm going to drum for a while, and then when the drumming stops, it will be time to return. Thank you.
Thank you.
in your receiving of information and guidance. It's time to thank your guides and allies and return back through the portal. So now you are ready to take the next step, depending on what you received. So these next four practices will address various ways of tending different events, people, or places. So the first one addresses death, and either helping someone pass over or helping an entire group of people pass over. This practice can also be used with somebody who is very near death and having trouble letting go. When there is a mass death due to a natural event or a violent non-natural event, sometimes there is confusion. And this is a helpful practice to help release any connection to the physical body and personal agreements with people's significant relationships on the planet. So what I use is tobacco, because tobacco is an ally of mine, and it is a very strong medicine to help to release energy. But if you don't have a relationship with tobacco, you can do the same thing with smudge, with sage, or with any other kind of copal or any other kind of smoke. Cedar is good as well. So what I'm going to do is to sing into the tobacco as a way of programming the tobacco and asking it to help out in this way with death. So if you can imagine the person that you're working with, or if it's a mass of people, you can imagine it as a collective person. So for example, if there is a number of people that perished in a flood or an earthquake or a mass killing or some other natural disaster, where you can imagine that there are 500, 1,000, or more people, just imagine them as a collective and imagine them forming something that looks like a human body. So here is the programming of the tobacco. And if you have sage or any other burnable, you can program it in the same way. Tobaquito, tobaquito, medicina poderosa, ayúdanos, ayúdanos, limpiando espíritu, limpiando, limpiando, cortando espíritu, tobaquito limpiando, cuerpicito limpiando, espíritu librando. Oh, Espíritu librando, tobaquito medicina, poderosa medicina, tobaquito, tobaquito, oh, ayúdanos, tobaquito, tobaquito medicina, poderosa medicina, limpiando, limpiando, librando espíritu, librando espíritu, librando espíritu. So then I'm going to light the tobacco Then I'm going to use the smoke. And we always start, when you're dealing with death or wanting to free the spirit from the body, you start with the feet. So you imagine, and if you're, of course, if you have a person right in front of you, then you can do it on that person physically. But if you're tending from a distance, then you can just imagine the body, either a collective body or a personal body, and you start with the soles of the feet, and you blow the smoke into the soles of the feet with the intention that the smoke begins to move the spirit up from the feet and all the way up the legs. And you continue blowing into the soles of the feet, imagining that the smoke is traveling up the legs and all the way up into the pelvis. Separating the spirit from the body, freeing it. Then you begin with the hands and do the same thing through the fingertips, imagining that the smoke is going up through the hands and up through the arms, elbows, and into the shoulders. And do this as many times as you feel is necessary. And then you begin down at the first chakra, right at the bottom of the pelvis, or the bottom of the sacrum. And you blow into the bottom of the pelvis so that the smoke goes up through the torso and all the way up into the neck. And do this as many times as you feel is necessary. And then you start from the back of the neck, right at the top of the neck, and you blow up through the head and out through the crown. And you can do this from the back and also from the front into the throat so that the energy goes up through the crown. And then you check within to see if what you did was enough. And if not, you can go back and do it again, starting with the feet. Especially when you're working with someone who is about to pass over, they may require several tendings, several times of working with the smoke to help to liberate their spirit from their body. So this next practice is the use of the rattle. So the rattle can both call in a lost and disassociated piece, sometimes known as soul retrieval, but it can also shake loose an old pattern or an energy that should not be there or is no longer useful. Sometimes there is an attachment of a foreign energy. And sometimes there is just some negativity that is lingering that needs to be shaken loose. And if you receive a message during your drum journey that the rattle is the tool to use, then use the rattle. The rattle can also call in allies that will help a person, place, or event with what they need. So your intention behind any use of a shamanic tool is the most important thing. You can pray, sing, or chant your intention as you rattle, depending on the information and insight that you received about what is needed. So you always instruct your rattle with your intention as well. So I'm going to play some rattling. And you can rattle along, or you can simply sing or pray or chant the intention and deliver the rattle, the sound of the rattle, into whatever it is that you intend. So if it's calling back some energy for someone, for a person, place, or an event, or if it's shaking something loose. So this is very individual. It depends on what you receive during your drum journey. So this next practice is very useful for breaking patterns. It's probably one of my favorite practices. Everything carries a pattern. The stronger and more fixed the pattern is, the more it resembles a skeleton, which in our bodies is the hardest and most solid place where we happen to store all of our ancestral patterns. So if you have identified an old stubborn pattern that wants to be released, whether it's in a person or a place, this is a very good practice for releasing that old pattern. So I use Aboriginal clicking sticks, but you can use two bones or two stones or two hard sticks. If you are working with a person, imagine their skeleton, and the intention then is for the bones of that skeleton and the teeth to release the pattern. If you're working with a place, imagine the pattern to be like a skeleton and intend for it to release the pattern that it is holding. So for example, there may be a pattern that has been created in a place of trauma or of war or of lots of death or of being unprosperous or loss. So those are all patterns that can actually be worked with in a place, in a landmass. So again, your instruction to your tools and your prayer, your accompanying prayer and intention is a very important piece of this. So imagine the skeleton or the pattern as a skeleton, and have your tools, or you can simply listen to this session of clicking sticks and instruct your tools with the intention of breaking whatever that pattern is. And sometimes you don't even need to know what the pattern is, but if the pattern is somehow getting in the way of a more balanced way of being, then the pattern needs to change. So this last practice is an important one, as it addresses the final step in your tending. When you release something, like we just did with the clicking sticks, or with the rattle, or with the tobacco smoke, or if you clear something or break a pattern, you're creating a space that needs to be filled. You can do this, again, with a rattle, bringing in some new energy, or a song, or some drumming, or your breath. Again, the intention behind whatever tool that you use is the key. So the intention should always be to bring in a higher vibration for the purpose of rebalancing and regrounding in your tending. You can bring in allies. You can ask for protection for the person or the place. You can anchor the person or the place to the sky and earth energies. Whatever you're inspired to do, this is a very creative process. So for the purpose of the practice for this audio, I will sing an Ikaro and use my breath with the intention of providing whatever is needed for this last step.
Luminosa e luz, entre luminosa e luz, sube energía, espíritu ayudante, poderosa e luz, entre, luminosa luz de espíritu, sube vibración, cae niwi bo, omono de kayaki, entre luminosa luz de Pachamama Papa Cielo, luminando, lleno, protegiendo con la luz, luz de espírita, entre, balanzando, arreglando, alegrando adentro, corazoni balanzando, lleno de amor. Luminosa luz espírita, luminosa luz espírita, protegiendo, curando, balanzando, curando, balanzando, curando, balanzando.
So keep in mind that there is always a very creative aspect to the practice of shamanic tending. So the practices in this audio are simply suggestions to give you some idea of what can be done. The most important is to be receptive to receiving the information about what is needed, what is wanted. Never second guess. And then use your tools. Use your imagination, use your voice, use your intention. Many blessings.